Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The governor in Washington State is now segregating people in churches. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Holly, you know, the scriptures say that there is no distinction between Jew or Greek, you know, Gentile, and so forth. We are all one in Christ Jesus, that in Christ there is only unity. We are one blood. We are the human race. Churches should not be forced to segregate, particularly by a state mandate. And yet, Governor Jay Inslee, a Democrat in Washington State, is pursuing or pushing churches and event venues to segregate people by vaccine status, dangling the freedom carrot and then pushing people to have this segregation. There's segregation that is being required based upon your COVID shot status. Now, here's what it does. In a church, you can have only 25% capacity of that church, which is discriminatory in itself with regards to comparing that to other secular gatherings where there is no similar 25% cap.
But despite the size of the building, right?
Despite the size of the building, 25% cap.
But if they segregate?
If they segregate based upon your COVID shot, then you can have up to 50%. So here's how it would be. If you have 100% of those who are attending that have the COVID shot, then you can have 50% capacity of that entire facility. But if you have people that some have the COVID shot, some don't have the COVID shot, this is what you would have to do. You segregate them on one side or one place of the church sanctuary, those that have the shot. Of those over there, that particular part of the church can have up to 50% capacity.
It's like treating people like lepers,
right.
Clean
and the other
unclean,
people,
kind
though,
of thing.
That are ones that do not have it, they have to be on the other side of the church, and they can only have 25%. You know, James talks about whenever you have somebody come to your dinner and you see a poor man come in, or come to the synagogue and you see a poor man come in, where do you seat that poor man? You seat him at the back because he doesn't seem to have any value to you. And that is kind of a derogation of what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to treat everyone equally, despite what their status is, whether it's wealth or, in this case, your COVID shot. Can you imagine? Picture this church, single aisle down the center, pews on the left, pews on the right. Very simple designation style. So the ushers now are at the front door greeting people. Good morning, and they welcome to your Sunday service, whatever they want to say to greet these people. And then they say, do you have your vaccine status? And do you have the vaccine, the COVID shots? Yes, okay. Then the usher then, well, you can sit on this preferred side because on that side, they're all going to be people who have the COVID shot, and we can fill that up to 50% capacity. And here's the designated side for you. You got a special side. And then somebody right behind them, no, we don't have that. Okay, then we have to seat you. Usher, can you take them over to this other place? We can only have 25% of you there, and hopefully it doesn't fill up. Now, you come with your friends, right? And maybe your friends, some have a shot and some don't. Well, you got to be separated from your friends based upon a shot. You know, you have to be brain dead to say that you're going to ask somebody at the front door that's seeking the Lord. They may be just seeking your church. And you're going to require them to provide you whether or not they got an experimental COVID shot. I mean, this makes me aggravated.
Angry. It makes me angry. I mean,
any pastor in church that does that, excuse me, but this is just my opinion, You don't belong being a pastor. That church ought to be reconsidered. And that's my opinion. You can have different opinions, but I'm telling you what, Jesus is not going to be standing at the door, finding out whether you're a leper or not. And I don't think we should delve into people's private medical history and segregate them based upon whether they have a shot. I don't think we should be doing that. I think that it's wrong biblically, theologically, and this is reprehensible that the government would require this.
Our religious freedom comes from the Lord, and of all places, we need to be able to express that in worship and freedom and fellowship with each other in churches, not to shame people because they decide not to get a COVID shot. That is not of God.
That is a personal decision.
And they're going to be shamed to say, well, if all of you decide to get the shot, then we can go to 50% capacity. Don't you want that? I mean, can you see that happening?
Well, and you know, here's the other thing. We monitor and we do a lot of research on these COVID shots. So it's not something that we just read from the local media, because the local media will censor you. It'll censor you. You know that. Facebook censors you. You can put a personal story up there about someone you know, or about your own personal story about how you just got the shot and you have an adverse reaction, or your friend or your spouse died, and guess what Facebook will do? It will block it. It will censor it. It will shadow ban it. And it will limit it by its algorithm of VH, vaccine hesitancy, and it'll take it away. You'll not find that. So you have to do your own research. We have done a lot of research.
And a lot of it's on our website, too. That's why.
lc.org/vaccine. And so we have done a lot of research. We have a team that does a lot of research. And what we have found is that in 4 to 5 months, we have more than double the deaths recorded from the COVID shots than we have had from all the vaccines combined over the past 20 years. Mm-hmm. That's right. All the vaccines combined over the past 20 years that are reported in VIRS, the Vaccine Adverse Injury Reporting System, which is the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, there's over 4,500 deaths. And yet in the 20-year history of 108 average deaths per year over 20 years, that's a little over 2,000. So we're more than double in about 4 or 5 months than we were cumulatively in that reporting system over a 20-year period. And that's only a 1% reporting of actual. When you look at those numbers in the VIRS, you really have to multiply it by at least 90%. And CDC and Harvard says it's really only less than 1%. So reality means it's 99%, but at a minimum, 90% higher. We also know that there are lots of miscarriages happening. I have information from doctors that are friends that are seeing patients that are having almost their sight is going because they've had a retinal clot. They've had heart attacks. They've had blood clots. They have thrombosis. They have platelets that are being eaten up, and they're having a platelet problem. We know people that have died of these situations. I have a friend who died. I have a friend who had a heart attack. I have friends who are suffering cardiac problems. And here's the other thing, by the way. Here's the other thing. Pfizer, in its protocol document, actually states that it is tracking transmission from one person who's injected to somebody who's not injected.
They call that shedding, don't they?
Shedding is a term that's actually used for somebody who will shed the actual vaccine mm-hmm. from one person to the next. Mm-hmm. And so transmission is a broader term that could be that you're actually getting the shot that the person got, or you're getting some kind of side effects. We do know that there's a lot of women who are having miscarriages, very abnormal bleeding. And we also know that there are women who are, and this is what Pfizer is looking at, women who are around other women who have been vaccinated, but they haven't been. And the transmission goes from the person who has the shot to the person who doesn't have the shot. So now this person starts the bleeding, which is one of the side effects of the COVID shot.
You know,
that's the transmission.
Yeah, the interviews we did with Dr. Lee Merritt recently, which are on our website now, are very informative as well.
Yeah, go to lc.org, and you can go to our Faith and Freedom, because we did a whole series with Dr. Lee Merritt, and you can look at that. Download the podcast, by the way, and you can re-listen to those programs. You can also go to lc.org/vaccine for more information.
Also our COVID page, too, that's on there, too.
So. Absolutely. So, you know, there's a lot of information that you need to know about. The bottom line, wherever you are in the vaccine, with regards to the COVID shots. That's your own personal decision, but the government should not enforce it. Government should not coerce you, and in fact, they cannot under the EUA, Emergency Use Authorization, because you cannot coerce this particular injection. But it is reprehensible to say churches should do this in order to get more capacity limits. This is unconstitutional, and it's wrong. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.